Hey, next up on Downtown, it's Friday afternoon and time again to talk food and more with Joe Riccio and Shut Up and Eat. Joe, good Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. A little cold out here.
Cold and snowy. You guys got it worse than we did, I think, in southern Maine. And good news, more to come for apparently every other day in the month of February.
I know. It's really exciting. It's, parking bans every night in the city. It just makes everything very manageable. But I'm actually moving to Yarmouth in a week, so I'm done with Portland.
Oh, yeah. It's nicer there this time of year.
Yeah, I think so. A little more manageable.
Well, we thought what we'd do today on Shut Up and Eat, because everybody's starting to get a little bit of cabin fever if they haven't already, and we thought we would discuss some places to go, some restaurants that maybe people should check out around the state of Maine for a number of different kinds of food. So let's start with seafood. Where's a place anywhere in Maine that people should go if they want great seafood?
Yeah, well, I think everybody, when it comes to like your Maine style, fried seafood with tartar sauce, lobster rolls, most people kind of have that down. They know where they like to go. So I like going a little off the beaten path. Tulsi, an Indian restaurant in Kittery, they opened a restaurant called Tulsi North in Wells, where they're featuring more like Indian style seafood. So like saffron cream shrimp and basically a lot of chilies and really, really delicious, really bold flavors, but using local seafood. Great.
I love that. That sounds great.
Yeah, Tulsi's delicious. And also up in Rockport, a place called 18 Central. It's where it's in the building where Shepherd's Pie used to be. Really great oyster bar. So if you like a raw bar, you want to kind of hole up there. Then they have things like, grilled scallops with pork belly. Just really, really solid. And again, just kind of away from that traditional New England style, which there's nothing wrong with. But I don't think, like I said, I'm going to tell anybody anything new there.
All right. Best pizza in the state of Maine. Where would you go?
Two places. So for the best, pizzeria style, American, New York, which I like, I go to Finelli in Ellsworth.
Yeah.
Really delicious. If you can, deal with the terrible music that's usually playing in there, it's well worth it because the pizza is amazing. I like where you can fold it up, three times. However, after spending time in Italy, I will say that the best kind of Italian style pizza I've had, actually better than anything I had in Italy, is called a place called Meanwhile in Belfast. Really weird name, and it's in Belfast, obviously.
Thank goodness.
But yeah, it's called Meanwhile in Belfast. Really perfect crust, like a perfect ratio of like spongy to crispy. Really good toppings, good wine, good beer. I can highly recommend it.
I love it. Now, I love me a good burger as much as anybody. Best burgers around?
Yeah, again, you got two categories, I prefer the fast food style burger, the one that's the thin patty, cooked well, but it's still really juicy. Something you can kind of really, really get your hands around.
Yes.
And I think there's none better than the Palace Royale at Palace Diner. It's basically a grown-up version of the Big Mac. Actually, maybe not Big Mac, a little more like a In-N-Out burger. But, it's double patty, double cheeseburger, perfect pickles, the perfect ratio of everything. It's insanely good. And then at the other end, and sort of like the thick gourmet burger, the East Ender in Portland does a smoked burger that's really good. You can get it topped with, shishito peppers, mushrooms, all kinds of different stuff. And that's always delicious. East Ender is also a good place for seafood as well.
Now, I've added this one since we communicated earlier, so I hope I'm not throwing a curveball your way, but I forgot to include my favorite meal of the day, which is breakfast. So where are some good breakfast spots to hit?
Well, again, Palace Diner. It's amazing. I'm partial to Palace Diner, if you can't tell. Also, I really love Clayton's in Yarmouth. For breakfast sandwiches, they just get it right. It's amazing. There's nothing more disappointing to me than people who get lazy when it comes to making breakfast, because the food is so simple. If your butter is cold on like lukewarm toast, your English muffin isn't toasted enough, like the potatoes are undercooked, that makes me really, really angry. That being said, I got to go Palace Diner. I also got to give a shout out to Q Street in South Portland.
I'm a big fan, too, of Two Cats down in Bar Harbor.
I've not been.
Excellent. Excellent breakfast. And an old favorite, too, Bentliff's for me in Portland.
Oh, yeah. Bentliff's, yeah, I always go with the Louisiana Benedict, the Cajun Benedict. It's like with the Johnny Cakes and then Dewey Sausage, and it's delicious. I randomly hate their home fries. It's funny, they call them their famous home fries on the menu, and I think everybody can agree they're, like, famously terrible because they're either big and undercooked or small and overcooked, and they're still that kind of, like, 90s blend of, like, sweet potatoes and regular potatoes. Mm. Like, all it's missing is sun-dried tomatoes in there, you know, right back in 1996.
Yeah, but I do love their corned beef hash.
Oh, hash is awesome. Everything there is delicious except for the home fries, and I wish that wasn't the case, but I guess they kind of just got to roll with it now. It's been long enough.
All right, let's top it off with dessert. Where's a great place to go for that?
Well, you got in North Yarmouth, new bakery open called the Purple House. Krista Desjarlais, she was a chef behind Bresca in Portland. Amazing, especially her Parisian-style pastries are amazing. She also does bagels and pizza and stuff, but she does really some of the best sweets I've ever had. Personally, also Tandem Bakery in Portland.
Mm.
The cookies, pies, like they do this biscuit for breakfast. It's basically just butter and fruit and cream on a biscuit, and it's amazing. But really, I think that everybody this winter, maybe tonight, owes themselves. You got to go to the grocery store and get this stuff. You got to make yourself a ridiculous banana split at home.
Yes, yes, I agree.
You know, just ice cream. Hot fudge, candied nuts, whipped cream, multiple cherries, you know, caramel, whatever. Just get everything on that ice cream shelf, like all the Hershey's product, and then just do it.
Perfect.
You know? Make a ridiculous banana split that you'd be embarrassed that people see you eat outside of your house.
That's a great plan. Yeah, basically, don't let the winter get you down. Food can help you get through it.
Like everything.
There you go. Joe, thanks as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thank you.